Yeah, it was another interesting draw. It always is in the Ulster Championship drawn out in October every year. But I suppose a Donegal supporter, you'd be happy looking on with Antrim. But as a player, I don't think they'll be looking at it that way. They'll be preparing well for that game. And you know that in the Ulster Championship game, if you're not prepared and not clued in and not on your game that day, any team can turn you over. But there's a lot of experience within the team there now, and you know, a lot of boys about it a long time, and they'll know to prepare well for that game and try and get over Antrim first. But obviously they've one eye on the semi final as well, which probably looks like it'll probably be Tyrone if they can get over Derry in the first round.
I suppose it's beneficial too that you're not in the preliminary round and you have that bit of extra time, so you have.
Yeah, definitely. You're probably looking, it's gonna be the third or fourth week, I think, after the first game in Ulster. So gives you that extra 2 or 3 weeks to train after the league, and you know that couple of weeks, sometimes we had only 3 or 4 weeks leading into the Ulster Championship, and you're probably looking at maybe 6 or 7 weeks now after the league campaign, which is, you can get serious work done that time. And you know, it means then later on the summer, your 2 or 3 week blocks between games, that you're you don't have to try and squeeze in a bit of fitness work, that you can get it done in that 6 week block after the league campaign.
I suppose if Donegal's going to try and get back the Anglo-Celt Cup, you're going to have to meet the big guns at some stage, and it's going to be Tyrone in the semi-final. But if you want to get back to Kingpins of Ulster, you're going to have to meet them along the line somewhere.
I will definitely. I think in all the years that we won the Ulster in recent times, there we met Tyrone somewhere along the line. And you know, you're probably looking at this time, if you get over Antrim, you're probably looking at Tyrone in the semi-final and probably Monaghan in the final. But you know, if you look at Monaghan's side of the draw too, people might think that's the easy half of the draw, but there's nothing easy about their fixtures. The Fermanagh in the first one, which will be a tough obstacle as we've seen this year in the preliminary round. And then you're probably looking at Cavan under new management. They'll be a force to be reckoned with too, because they've got a good under-21 teams there this last number of years. So it's going to be interesting. Now you couldn't pick out two teams to be in the final. By looking at the draw last night, it's going to be interesting to see how it pans out.
Looking forward now to this Sunday, Donegal Senior Championship final day. It's Glenn Swilly against Kilcare. Kilcare, obviously, a favourite for this one. A lot of people tipping the South Donegal side, but with Glenn Swilly's experience, you can't really rule them out, can you, Colin?
No, well, I'm really looking forward to this game on Sunday. It's going to be an interesting tussle. You know, the talking, if you're about Donegal all week, there's all talks about Kilcare since the semi-final victory over Glenties Lake, but at Glenties or Glen Swilly will be happy with that. You know, they're kind of coming in under the radar here. There's nothing expected of them, and you know, I was listening to Michael Cannon yesterday. He said they've been in 4 finals in the last 6 years, and they've won 2, and they've been in an Ulster club final as well. Like, so it's going to be an interesting game. Obviously, Glen Swilly is going to be very aware of Kilcare's scoring threat, and they're going to try and snuff that out. And I can't imagine them giving Patrick McBertie too much space in the full forward line, and they'll try and crowd out that defence and not give them cues, and these boys room to run in behind them. But if we've seen that, and if they do that, Kilcare still have ability to kick from distance with Mickey Hegarty, as he did against Herman in the quarter final, and Ryan McHugh and Kieran McGinley, these boys can all score from distance. Like, so it's going to be an interesting one. I suppose with all the talks about Kilcare's forward line, but Kilcare going into the game will have their own worries as well, with Michael Murphy and co in the Glen Swilly team. And you know, if Glen Swilly can keep it tight on Sunday, they'll be hoping to try and concede no goals. And if they keep it tight, they'll be hoping to maybe Michael can sneak a goal the other end of the field.
I know Kilcare have won minor and under 21 titles in the county, but it's a different game when you step up to senior level, and given that the club haven't been there in 23 years, how big the occasion is going to be, and how big a factor will that be on these young players?
Yeah, well, I definitely think that's going to be a key factor on Sunday. You know, the Kilcare boys will definitely have a bit of nerves, so it's going to be interesting at the start of the game. I think if Kilcare can get off to a good start and get into a good lead, they could push on, they could win the game comfortably. The longer the game goes on, the longer Glen Swilly can keep it tight, the more nerves Kilcare are going to have, because they've never played in the county final day. They've never won one. So if you could see Glen Swilly going in at half-time, maybe a point down, level, 2 points down, you know, you'd nearly fancy them to push on the second half. But in saying that, now Kilcare, you know, there's a lot of experience there too. not playing in county finals, but as you say, playing underage games and playing with Donegal. So it's gonna be interesting. But the longer Glenswally can stay in the game, I think the better chance they'll have.
So who are you calling it for then?
Who am I calling it for? I'll go for, if Kilcare can get off to a good start, I think Kilcare can go on and win it. But if going into the start of the second half, if Glenswally is within touching distance, I wouldn't be surprised to see them cause Kilcare problems.
So you still haven't made up your mind that then you have to
there are one or two scenarios.
You're sitting so on the fence now.
I wouldn't be surprised to see any one of the two lift the Maguire on Sunday now, but I suppose obviously you have to have a sneaky feeling for Kilcare. But it's not gonna be as easy as people think, I don't think.